You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Look, I think we need to tear up the education curriculum as it currently stands in this country. I don't think that education in Australia has changed in two generations. We have an agrarian education system for a technology world, and we need to start dramatically dragging into the schools the skills that young people need to understand how to use technology to generate revenue streams from nowhere. I mean, we've got to have our little kids when they hit kindergarten understanding that there is an idea that you can create using technology, and also give them skills like deductive reasoning and judgment so that they can distill or see the difference between a good idea and a bad idea. I mean, the future of this country will be owned by people who can create ideas using technology. And if you look at Atlassian, which is listed on the NASDAQ, it's not listed on the Australian Exchange, that is an incredible example of two Australians who've created an entire industry using technology. We need more than just the basics. We need to push our children and open up their minds. I think what's interesting about childhood is that you are, by design, a sponge. This is why children learn languages very easily from birth. It's very difficult to learn another language when you're an adult. It's actually much easier to do that when you're a child. So we can absorb a lot when we are 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10. And this is when we should be filling young people's minds with so much information, technology, opportunities, skills, introducing concepts like engineering and coding and science at a very young age. For every 46 or 47 cents of the dollar that America creates of GDP, that money comes from innovation. It comes from the ideas economy. Hollywood, Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon, Google. And for Australia, it's 7 cents of every dollar. So that's the distance between use of technology in creating an economy.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.